Module 5, Project Cost Management. The best way to sum up project cost management is to understand Earned Value Management, or EVM. According to the Project Management Institute, EVM is a powerful methodology that gives executives, project managers, and other stakeholders the ability to visualize project status throughout the project lifecycle, and consequently manage projects, programs, and portfolios more effectively. It integrates three critical elements of project management: scope management, cost management, and time management. It requires the periodic monitoring of actual expenditures and the amount of work done expressed in cost units. Definition: the project cost management phase is focused mainly on the financing and funding of the project and its required activities. Its focus is solely on the cost of the resources that will be needed for completion. This phase ensures that the project is completed within the allotted budget. Processes: focusing on controlling the costs of the project and its activities, the cost management phase includes several processes that need to be addressed. During this phase, the fact is that all the major stakeholders involved in the project measure costs differently. The project cost management processes include: plan cost management details the project costs and how the estimation, budgeting, monitoring, etc. will be handled. Estimation of costs develops a detailed estimation of the finances that will be required to complete the project. Determination of the budget for the project, breaking down each required activity. Cost control refers to the ongoing monitoring of the project, its status, and the up-to-date costs. Specific steps: the cost management plan is one of the processes necessary to the cost management of the project. This step can establish several of the key necessary determinations and definitions needed for the proper management of the project. The cost management plan includes units of measure such as labor hours, quantity, or lump sums, levels of precision and control thresholds, organizational procedures, reporting formats and rules for performance measurements. Another process that is used during the cost management activities is the control costs activities. This process is an ongoing monitoring of the costs of the project and any changes that may have occurred to the cost baseline. Monitoring expenditures in regards to the use of resources and the value to the project is one of the processes necessary to effective cost control, along with ensure that all changes are dealt with and monitored in a timely manner. Ensure that the costs or expenditures do not exceed the authorized budget allowed for the specific activity or time. Monitor and document cost and work performance and inform all appropriate executives or stakeholders. Examples: the cost control processes use several different analyses for the different costs and situations that the project contains. Below listed are several key activities that will be necessary to effective cost control. Earned value analysis compares performance baseline to the actual schedule and performance, focusing on three key areas: planned value, earned value, and actual cost. Variance analysis compares planned costs against actual costs to identify any variances. Trend analysis examines the project's performance over time, determining improvement or downturn. Reserve analysis monitors the status of the contingency, management of the remaining reserves, and determines the need for acquiring resources. Case study: Andrew and Patricia are discussing the project cost management area before starting the project. Andrew stated that he understands their overall goal, but he's not quite sure of all the aspects that must be included. Patricia gives a brief breakdown of these processes as: plan cost management details the project costs and how the estimation, budgeting, monitoring, etc. will be handled. Estimation of costs develops a detailed estimation of the finances that will be required to complete the project. Determination of the budget for the project, breaking down each required activity. Cost control refers to the ongoing monitoring of the project, its status, and the up-to-date costs. This refreshed Andrew's memory in terms of the specific steps that are taken with regard to each process. Once Patricia realized that Andrew was versed in the steps associated with project cost management, The two furthered their discussion by writing examples of tasks that are completed under each step.